Distorted View Daily proudly presents A Day in the Park, Tripping on Drugs.
Oh, buddy, you are the most fucking amazing bitch of all time! Yeah!
Sam Potts?
Yeah, Sam Potts, I love you. I want to make your babies into fucking little fucking Candace worms with fucking little Bernassi, who I was thinking of as somebody else. I forgot her name. What the fuck's her name? One of that cat bitch. One of those other girls who chill at the Grove, and I don't even know and all. I don't even know where the fuck you came from, yo. What the fuck? You fucking tripped me up, motherfucker. Come on, piece of me. Come fucking murder. Go on.
Snicker clone?
Gaping hole.
I want to see the asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
All right, here we go. Hey, Freaks, Tometson with you. Back for the Monday edition of DV. You know, this week started out like it was going to be good. It's turned to shit relatively quickly, though. Hope you had a great weekend. I did. You know, I've been doing this morning sickness for almost a month now. And, you know, I'm always trying to do something different. You know, a lot of these episodes, I play some videos for you, comment on them, make fun of them, and that's it. But, you know, I do other stuff, too. On some morning sicknesses, it goes beyond just showing videos. And today was one of those more ambitious productions. I thought it was a very funny show today. I don't care what you people thought. Actually, I have been getting some feedback. You guys do seem to enjoy Steffi the puppet and my girlfriend. But like I do every day after I post morning sickness, I then start the process of uploading the video onto YouTube, a nice high-definition version. Now, I know most of you probably don't even watch the YouTube version, because I post it on the Sideshow feed, I post the show on the main Distorted View feed, but I post it on YouTube for a few reasons. Maybe, you know, someone will stumble upon an episode of Morning Sickness, like what I'm doing, and then subscribe to the feed. Or maybe you guys want to share a particularly interesting or funny episode with your friends on your Facebook page or your Twitter feed. Whatever, right? All right, so shortly after 40 people viewed today's Morning Sickness, YouTube pulled it, they deleted it, and they have also taken this a step further. They didn't just delete the video. They have asked me, they've invited me, to not post another video for 2 weeks. They're banning me. They're banning me from the service as a trial. We're just going to try this out for a while. We're going to see how YouTube fares without Distorted View having a presence for 2 weeks. And if it works out for them, then, you know, no more Distorted View, I'm sure, on YouTube. All right, so yeah, for 2 weeks, I am not to post another video. So I've got to come up with alternative Now, this is what pisses me off. All right, this is a comedy podcast, all right? I'm not posting anything that is sexually explicit, meaning that, you know, you turn to these videos to jerk off. I'm not posting, you know, XTube material here. And that's what they're citing happened. Now, in the video, I'm hoping you all saw this video. Spoiler alert. But in the video, I'm having phone sex with my girlfriend, Steffi. Steffi is a puppet. She's not real. It's the same goddamn puppet that's in that sorority video I posted last week. So here we have me on the phone in my bed, right? I'm shirtless. Maybe that's why YouTube deleted the video. They were all gagging. This is disgusting. No one should be put through this. We've gotten too many complaints about you being shirtless. Well, you couldn't even really see anything, right? I'm in bed. You know, I sort of take off my underwear, but you just see the underwear. You don't see my fucking cock and balls or anything. I'm under the covers. And, you know, you can see my hand moving up and down. I'm not really jerking off in the video. You know, I'm making you think I'm jerking off. In the video, I'm supposed to be jerking off, but it's just a little acting. Newsflash for YouTube, all right? So I don't know if that's why they canceled, or if the fact that my puppet was fingering herself. Yeah, you see her hand lift up, and she starts playing with her pussy. Again, she doesn't really have a pussy. She's a fucking puppet. So she's not getting any pleasure out of, you know, this fake masturbation. Then, what I really think may have caused the problem with YouTube is the second half of the video, where I'm on webcam with Steffi, and she reveals, again, spoiler alert, fast forward if you don't want to hear this, when she reveals she has cock and balls. Now, yeah, okay, sure, you see Steffi's cock and balls, but again, it's not real. It's not even a fucking dildo. It's just like this little rubber penis with balls, right? So that's what I think really happened. I think YouTube saw the cock and balls coming out of Steffi's panties or whatever, and they deleted it. But again, it's not real. I can understand YouTube deleting videos where people are having sex on cam or masturbating in real life, but this is all fake. It's all done to get a laugh, you see? Now, I ask you this. I have seen so many videos on YouTube where nudity is allowed because they say it's, you know, it's educational or they're depicting medical procedures or whatever. But if you look at the fucking comments on those videos, there's this great video. Maybe I'll post this on our Reddit because it's on YouTube. It's this woman getting an exam. I've played clips of it on the show. You know when the doctor keeps saying to bear down. Right on her fingers after, you know, she's shoving it up her fucking hairy asshole or hairy fucking vagina or whatever. So this doctor's shoving fingers in every goddamn hairy hole this disgusting unibrowed woman has. And, you know, it's done for educational purposes. But if you look at the comments, it's all like, oh, that's a disgusting fucking hairy pussy. They're not medical related comments. These are not doctors watching this video. They're fucking 13-year-old kids making fun of this, you know, person getting fingered. So, regardless if it's for educational purposes, that's not why they're being viewed. Alright? So don't fucking tell me that's why the video is allowed. Meanwhile, my video, which is not being used for anything sexy, there's nothing sexy about the video I posted today. Unless, of course, you have a weird puppet fetish, and I know there's probably a few people who will watch this and get off because of their weird puppet fetish, but the majority, we'll say 99% of the people watching this video are not getting off, not trying to get off, not even popping a semi while watching this video. It's ridiculous. They're infringing on my First Amendment rights. Yeah, YouTube, Google. Fuck you, Google. I'm switching to Bing. As of this moment, I'm going in my phone and making the default search engine Bing. Every time I search for something, I'm going to flick my penis and say, Bing! Bing! All right, so I'm upset. I'm pissed off because it was it's one of my favorite episodes of Morning Sickness to date. And I'm sure a lot of you people saw the video because it was posted on the feed. But I know a lot of you guys like to watch the high-def version on YouTube. So it's just depressing. So I'm posting it up on Vimeo right now. I'm at 70% as of this moment in the recording process. So when I do get the show, or when I do get the Morning Sickness uploaded, I'll post it on my Facebook feed and Twitter sheet and all that. So that's, you know, a bit of a downer today. But I do have a great show for you. Friend of the program, Madge Weinstein, was in New York and found a crazy person on the subway. I know it's hard to believe, right? This person is talking about lesbians.
Today's weather report, lesbian war. Vibrators are weapons of mass destruction. The vibrator is a weapon of mass destruction.
I don't know where he's getting his five-day forecast from, but I'm guessing it's not a reputable service like the Weather Channel or Weather Underground. I've never once read about partly cloudy skies with a chance of vibrator showers. It's raining day! Hallelujah, it's raining! Specimen, ciao. I love the Weather Dykes. All right, let's listen to this guy's rant about the lesbian war.
I report the lesbian war. Vibrators are weapons of mass destruction. The vibrator is a weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah, I guess it all depends on the vibrator's RPM.
Turning women into men.
Oh.
Vibrator Corporation.
Oh, I see, because the women don't need men anymore because they have their vibrators. Makes perfect sense. This guy's just upset because he's been rendered useless. Obsolete, if you will. All right, thank you, crazy homeless man. It may have been Swiggy. Someone sent me a link to a BDSM website named queensnake.com. You have to sign up. To watch most of these videos. I'm looking at something right now on the website. But there are a couple of preview vids, so I urge you all to take the free tour. One of the videos is of a woman straddling the cylinder with just rows and rows of tacks, like thumbtacks, sticking out so that the sharp end is sticking out. And she's riding this, and her pussy's getting impaled by these little tacks. Take a listen. Yeah, this cylinder is like suspended in the air by two chains, and so the woman is straddling it, and it's constantly moving. Sounds so pleasurable. If you get off to hearing women in pain, oh my God, and who doesn't? This is the website for you. In another video, they take this like pump that goes over your breast, and they fill that pump with tacks, and then place it, yeah, like pins, and place it over the tit, and then suck all the air out. And so like all the pins are being pressed into her tits. And yeah, she screams in this one too. Oh, and then it's placed all over her cunt. The pump is placed on her pussy. All these tacks are digging. Oh, that's just disgusting and vile. What's this one? This is called Harp. It looks just like, oh, she's... All right, so in this video, I couldn't quite tell what was going on here. This woman is wrapped from head to toe in big rubber bands. And these rubber bands are, like, wrapped around her several times, so they're very tight. And then someone is just snapping the rubber bands. Like, they're all over, like, they cover her tits and her ass and pussy and back. So you're just hearing the snapping. My God, she's got black and blue marks all over her body. It looks like she's got rope burns on like 90% of her body. You have to check this out. It's free. Go to queensnake.com. She is totally red. Oh, that is awful. And finally, oh my God, there's just so many videos. This is a painful electrocution video. They're going to be electrocuting this woman's cunt. Oh, and they're pinning her nipples. Yeah. You can... Wow. Yeah, there you hear a woman getting shocked. It's all at queensnake.com. They're not a sponsor or anything, but it's a highly recommended site. All right, a couple more clips, and then we'll get out of here. I know a lot of you out there use those moist, flushable wipes to clean up after a particularly challenging bowel movement. Oh, I go through a box of those motherfuckers a week. I've resorted to buying a Costco membership just so I can buy the Kirkland Signature brand. Because you get, like, I don't know, like 10 boxes... for $15, and, you know, I put those motherfuckers to good use. However, guys, I hate to say this, because I know a lot of you are fans of the moist wipes like me, but the scent of these moist wipes are a little girly. Sure, it's freshening on your asshole. But to be honest, it's a little too powdery and floral. That's not a real man's scent. That's what I would guess a faggot's asshole smelled like. Us manly men require something a little more manly. Right? Am I right? Thank God Man Groomer has our back.
After you've had your dark roast morning coffee, nature tends to make its call. When it does, reach for Man Groomer Biz Wipes. Dermatologist
Biz
tested.
Wipes? What sort of name is that? Let's get down to some business. All right. It's the asshole wipe for the professional gentleman.
When it does, reach for Man Groomer Biz Wipes. Dermatologist tested, flushable wipes engineered just for men. They'll keep you feeling fresh and clean all day long. The working man needs to keep his Man Groomer Biz Wipes close. The executive scent will give you that extra...
Wait, hold on a second. That's the scent? Yes, executive scent. What the fuck does that smell like? Whoa, Ted, your anus smells like a CEO. That's a Fortune 500 caliber rectum. Okay.
Out and seize the day.
Let me rewind this here.
The executive scent will give you that extra confidence to go out and seize the day.
Thank God for those wet wipes. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to leave the house. You'd be cowering in a corner. I want to seize the day, but my butt smells so bad. No one has ever had that problem. I can't make this billion-dollar merger happen. Not with this shitty-smelling asshole. Just wipe a little more. Okay, let's continue on with this ridiculous commercial.
Confidence to go out and seize the day. You'll know that from the time you leave the house and catch that morning train to the moment you arrive, you'll be fresh and clean. Man Groomer Biz Wipes are a handy way to keep all your business squeaky clean. Heck, Man Groomer Biz Wipes are also great for the gym and those precious family jewels.
So not only can you use this to wipe your shitty asshole, you can wipe your balls. You know, if you're sweating a lot.
Biz Wipes are...
After all, it's got that executive scent.
Fused with vitamin E and aloe for a nice, soothing feeling that lasts all day long. So when you want to saddle up to the bar for happy hour and perhaps meet the woman of your dreams, Man Groomer Biz Wipes have you covered. Biz Wipes give you that fresh, clean confidence to satisfy your woman. Nothing takes away more from that late-night romance than a sack of sour grapes. Guarantee you'll feel 100% cleaner and fresher after using Man Groomer Biz Wipes, or we'll give you your money back. Now that's one clean ass guarantee.
There you go. I like that tagline. There you go. Moist, flushable wipes for your asshole, dick, and nuts. Women, do not even attempt to use this product. It's too musky and manly for you. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. It's almost Mother's Day. You know what that means. 1-800-FLOWERS has an amazing... I'm just kidding. AdamandEve.com has an amazing deal for you. 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. Wouldn't mom love a brand new vibrator or dildo? Be the good son. Buy your mommy a sex toy. Or some lingerie. Or pussy cream. I'm not really sure what pussy cream is used for, but it's just disgusting to think that you would send your mother pussy cream. Well, yeah, you don't have to send your mom something. You can send your wife. Maybe you have some kids together. So she wants to celebrate Mother's Day. Why not make it more sexy? Look, I'm trying every possible angle here. I don't know how to make this work. AdamandEve.com. Use coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. Get 50% off just about any item. Yeah, half off just about any item. Plus, you'll get 3 free adult DVDs. What else? What the fuck are they going to send you? Disney movies? No, of course. Adult but pornographic films. Sexy time films. Plus, you're going to receive a mystery gift that's all going to be sent to you free of charge. Just use coupon code FREAK, FREAK, or DV. Two little letters will save you 50%. Go to adamandeve.com right now. And if you're not a member of the Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Tomorrow I've got an extended program. Become a member, support the show, help ensure Distorted View continues for a long, long time. Superfreaksideshow.com. Then, of course, on Thursday we'll have an exclusive program as well. You get full access to the archive, blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. All right. Three quick stories. First up, what do kids do to pass the time in Texas? If you said blown up turtles, you'd be right. a 19-year-old male suffered severe severe injuries. It's odd that the story didn't start off like one turtle dead, but no, this little stunt backfired. A 19-year-old male suffered severe injuries to his hand, lower extremities, cock and balls, and face after a bomb he made detonated while he was carrying it in Northeast Harris County. The Houston Police Department said that at about 7:40 p.m. on Saturday, the teen and another 18-year-old male had gone down to a bayou near the 3100 block of Valley Rim Drive. The teens had materials to create what is being called a combustible mixture with the intention of going to, quote, go blow up turtles. Police said that at some point the 19-year-old lit a cigar, and the ashes from his cigar fell near his pockets where he was carrying the explosive cartridges, like a retard. Police said it's likely that the ashes ignited the cartridges. The 18-year-old was not injured in the explosion. No turtles were injured. No, just the idiot with the bomb tucked in his shirt, smoking a cigar. All right, he was the one injured. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Honolulu. The Hawaii Health Department is making a clarification on a warning regarding a so-called sex superbug. Great. AIDS 2.0. According to the Hawaii Health Department, the woman who was said to have the country's first confirmed case of drug-resistant gonorrhea actually has a different strain of the disease and did not have the sex superbug. Whoo! The Honolulu Civil Beat published the following press release. The Hawaii State Department of Health would like to correct information included in a television news story that aired last night on Hawaii News Now titled Warning About Sex Superbug. The report mistakenly linked two distinct and very different strains of gonorrhea. The multi-drug-resistant superbug strain, identified in recent media reports, is not the same gonorrhea strain discovered in Hawaii. So, if you want to have unprotected sex, Hawaii is still the place to go. They do not have the superbug yet. Are we working on new antibiotics and shit? I feel like we really need to, stay ahead of this. I don't need to die from gonorrhea. That's kind of embarrassing, isn't it? I don't really know a lot about STDs. For as many as I've had, you'd think I'd be an expert. No, I couldn't tell you the difference between chlamydia and gonorrhea. I think those are on par, right? Those are about the same. It makes you burn, like your pit. You burn when you pee. Makes your genitals all tingly and warm. Syphilis, though, is still pretty bad, even though that's curable as well. But that's that. Out of the three, chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis, I think you'd want gonorrhea, right? Followed by chlamydia, then syphilis, then AIDS? I don't know. Whatever. All right. Back to the news story here. The superbug strain, also known as the H041 strain. Isn't that the bird flu? Who's been fucking birds? Oh, that's H1N4 or something. Has not been found in Hawaii or anywhere else in the U.S. Oh, this isn't even a problem in the United States? Well, fuck it. Who cares what's going on in, South Korea or something. The H041 strain is potentially far more difficult to treat than typical gonorrhea strains. The news story correctly stated that Hawaii was the first state in the U.S. to identify the gonorrhea in May 2011. This case was successfully treated following standard U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Wait a second. So if they found it in Hawaii, it had to have been there, right? If it was treated by the CDC and the Department of Health in Hawaii, I don't understand. So they're not telling us something. It's the government. The government's behind this. Turning into Alex Jones. They're scum. They're fucking trolls. They're worthless, slimy bastards. And they're killing our babies. Right? Over there in Hawaii. All right, Peter Whitaker of the State Department of Health says advisories have been sent to physicians and healthcare providers around Hawaii to be on the lookout for the resistant strain of gonorrhea. And final story we have for you today. This one comes from Missouri. Authorities have filed charges against a Metro East man after a woman allegedly found him in her bathroom holding a weapon and using drugs. He was also naked. Ronald Magruder was charged. Ronald Magruder was charged with home invasion, aggravated battery, unlawful arrest, and unlawful possession of controlled substances early Saturday morning. According to court documents, Washington Park police received a call about a home invasion last Wednesday at around 4:30 p.m. The victim told police she entered her apartment and a naked man came out of her bathroom holding a hammer and a crack pipe. That's not how you want to be greeted when you come home from work. Hi, I'm home. My husband's a homeless crackhead. Mondays this fall on ABC. Yeah, so this woman came home, was greeted by a naked male walking out of her bathroom holding a hammer and a crack pipe. Authorities say Magruder then grabbed the victim and began biting her. The victim was able to break free and leave the residence. She then locked the suspect inside the house. How the hell did she do that? I mean, yeah, you can stick your key in the door and lock it from the outside, but you know the person on the inside can easily unlock that door, open and get out. But, you know, he's probably high on crack. He couldn't figure out how to unlock the door. The victim was bitten several times and was transported to a local hospital with injuries not considered life-threatening. You never know. The hell knows what sort of diseases this guy has. He might have that super bug of gonorrhea. Magruder's bail has been set at $1 million. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails now. You know, I'm thinking about this whole YouTube thing, and it's getting me more and more angry, right? So I was thinking, I just posted the video, so it was obviously a listener of the show. I mean, I don't think someone who was not familiar with the sort of view wandered, you know, within the first hour of it being posted, right? And so it must have been a freak who complained to YouTube, and lo and behold, I got a message, because I posted the video up on my Googer press account. And Decca, of course, wrote in, I flagged the YouTube upload at the beginning of the phone sex call, and in the comment box I said, phone sex with child puppet. I wonder if that did it. Well, yeah, that's exactly what happened. So, what pisses me off is, like, he's supposedly a listener and a friend and a fan of the program, and he just totally fucked me over, because not only did YouTube pull the video, which, you know, is to be expected when you mention child porn. But now I can't post any videos, you know, for the next few weeks at least. So that just kind of put a kink in my plans, especially because I was so excited about today's video because I really did spend a lot of time working on it. There was, you know, some film things in there, like the whole fun. Well, it doesn't matter. But I don't know what to do. And this Decca, I don't know what his problem is. He's supposedly a fan of the show, but he is relentlessly an asshole to me, though. I mean, on DVDA, I mean, if you were in the chat room, it was just a constant stream of hate being spewed towards me. How disfigured I was and shit like that. I mean, look, I can take it, you know, I mean, but I don't want to take it from my listeners. People, you know, I get it from everyone who hates the show. That's to be expected. But I don't want to take it from you guys, and when you fucking ruin shit like my YouTube channel, it makes me want to do this stuff even less. And I mean, when you think about Morning Sickness, I started doing Morning Sickness. I didn't even tell you guys I was going to start doing this. It's just something I wanted, an added thing I wanted to do, like a daily video show for you guys, and I don't have to do it. I even told you guys at the end of the first week, you know, if you like what I'm doing, you know, let me know. And enough of you said, wow, this is fun. It's, you know, different, and keep doing it. But I think we're going to take this week off. I mean, what's the point? I can't post it on YouTube. Vimeo is taking forever. It's going to be like 5 or 6 hours before this thing's even done and posted. They have to encode it. Like, Vimeo sucks when it comes to uploading and encoding. And YouTube, it takes 2 seconds. You know what I mean? Like, after it's uploaded, it's available. Whatever. So, I'm going to take the next couple of days off for Morning Sickness, I guess. The wind was really knocked out of me. I just couldn't wait to post this shit for you today, because I thought it was so, you know, weird and funny with the fucking dick and everything. But maybe that's just me. Some people don't like it, like Decca. So there you go. A couple of things I wanted to mention. We got a new post office box address. So if you want to send something to me, and I love getting mail from you guys, the new address is P.O. Box 4051, Dublin, Ohio. 43016, and I will post that on today's show notes and all of the subsequent show notes. So when you receive your package from Jagu.net, it'll be from my post office box, which, by the way, I just sent off a huge shipment. So if you guys ordered from Jagu.net, those will be out to you real soon. I think about half of the orders now are processed. That's very exciting. And when I do ship yours out, you'll receive an email. So that's new, right? I don't think I did that last time. So a bunch of you guys got emails this weekend saying your shipment was about to be sent. And also, when you do ship, you'll get a coupon code you can use for the next time you purchase some DV merchandise. See, that's good business sense. All right. So, yes, I got a new post office box. So if you want to send something to me, you know what to do.
Hey, Tim, Longleg and Mac Daddy here. I'm calling in regards to that news story you read about how Colombian students were picking cheese over a blowjob.
Yeah.
What about, you know, if there's a lot of dick cheese in that dick? Isn't that kind of like the best of both worlds?
Though? Yeah, you can have your cheese and suck on it, too.
Hi, Timmy.
Oh, Jesus.
It's Patty. Patty Morrow. I'm calling to let you know that your disgusting dog-fucking device on your morning sickness program totally scared my little girl dog Lucy.
Yeah, on the oh really? It's kind of funny. There was a crazy dildo monster. It was like I don't know what the fuck it was. It was like the size of a giraffe, and at the end of it, it had like a dildo that would twirl. I'm not really sure what it's used for. You know, it was it's Japan. It takes place in Japan. It's protecting some car. It's like a security device or something. Check it out if you can watch that video on YouTube. I don't even know what you can watch anymore.
She was very distraught, and she's a little weenie dog.
Aww.
And she can't handle a big old crazy weenie dog like that. You know,
yeah,
got to be a good patty sized weenie dog. All right, love you, Timmy Doo.
All right, thank you very much. Next up.
Hey, Tim. Listening to the February 1st show, yeah, I'm
wow.
A bit way behind.
Okay.
A little bit. And your whole rant about waiters. Well, the reason that they have the tip line on pickup foods for most restaurants is because whenever you do delivery, they still have to print it out on the credit card. So that's the same receipt that goes to someone who
yeah.
would be putting a tip on it.
I know, but it just makes me feel bad when I don't tip them. When I see a tip line and I don't tip.
So
I feel like a dick.
People are an asshole if they don't expect you to put anything there. It's just how it is.
Yeah, I know. All right, a couple more here. Yes, caller.
Hey, Tim. It's Derek from California.
Hi, Derek.
I was listening to some old shows because I'm going home back to L.A., and it's about a six-hour fucking car drive, so your shows will keep me awake and keep me fucking live. It's crazy as shit. There's nothing the entire way. But anyway, I was listening to a show June 14th, 2010, and I know that's pretty fucking specific, but you were talking about this this one story about this guy that was taking, like, alcohol, ecstasy, and cocaine at the same time and drinking his own piss, and you couldn't figure out why the fuck he would do that.
Yeah.
You said that the judge said that he was destroying evidence, so I think he was thinking that he would just drink it and instead of actually putting it into a piss so that they wouldn't find out that he was doing the drugs.
Oh.
But anyway, I hope
he really thought it through.
Everything's cool. And I'll keep listening.
All right. Thank you very much. Two more.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Freak Harry Eyeballs here.
Hello.
I was doing some research.
Masturbating?
And looking at this old encyclopedia from the 60s that my family has. And I got the M volume here, and I flipped to a random page, and I got an article on Mongolism.
No.
Which, let me read a little bit.
Please
Mongolism
do.
Mongolism is a form of mental deficiency characterized by certain bodily abnormalities. A flattened face and folded upper eyelids give the patient an oriental appearance. Other abnormal body features include a small round head, short arms and legs, a large abdomen, and thick, stubby hands with the little finger often short and turned inward.
How 1960s encyclopedias describe retards. Fascinating.
Mongoloids are quiet, good-natured, and affectionate. I think they're talking about Down syndrome.
I think
but,
so, too.
I don't know. Yeah, just wanted to call in with that.
Were Down syndrome kids referred to as Mongoloids in the 60s? Can anyone confirm that? That's fantastic.
So I find a shirt online that's perfect for Timmy Boo. I order it, and I have it sent to your P.O. box.
Oh, no.
Next day, what happens? Oh, don't send me anything. I'm getting a new
P.O.
box. I already canceled my other one. Well, screw you, Tim.
I'm sorry.
At least I accidentally bought two. This way I can just ship the one that came to my house straight to you to make sure you get it anyway.
Well, I'm so sorry about that. Yeah, I should have told you guys beforehand. But again, P.O. Box 4051, Dublin, Ohio, 43016. Is that what I said last time? I think it. Yeah, 43016. That's right. You know what? Don't take my word for it. Wait until I post the show notes. Whatever's there, that's right. No, I think that's right. All right, guys, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it oh God?
Now that's one clean ass guarantee.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. And we'll see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Shut your goddamn ass up!